Kwaito is the music of the New South Africa, a mix of South African pop and house music and Western hip-hop. Kwaito has come to define the generation that came of age after apartheid. One of the artists who's defined it is Zola. His music is featured in the film Tsotsi, which won this year's Oscar for Best Foreign Language Film, and he joins us here in Studio 3A. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Sanibona, hello.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Tsotsi is the first South African film to win a Best Foreign Language Film Oscar. You co-starred as well as providing some of the music for the soundtrack.
Yes, indeed.
Tell us, do you think Tsotsi accurately reflects life in townships like Soweto?
To a certain degree. It's a certain percentage of how life may be with certain individuals. You know, there's also bright stories, but we also needed to concentrate on something that may be overlooked by the world or whatever. The preconceived ideas of what we may be. So Tsotsi was our best bet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You took your name from what I understand is part of Soweto.
Yes. Soweto is a conglomerate of many neighborhoods, and there's a place called Zola, which at some point was considered the most violent neighborhood for God knows whatever the reason. So I felt, since I was coming from that place and I had a different vision of life, I would love to talk about exactly where I come from and see how much controversy it may create. And it made sales.
It made some wonderful music, too. And we want to listen to some. I want to tell listeners that you've brought two vocalists with you as well. They're also with us here in Studio 3A. They are Zolani and Vukani. Tell us about the song you're going to perform. It's from the soundtrack of the movie?
Yes. It's called Zingo 7. It's, boys, speak.
It's the way we greet, the way we do things.
It's more of a fun song that reflects more on the life of the streets, going to parties and stuff, because even though we handle a lot of controversial, hardcore issues, sometimes we want to do songs that are fun. You need to balance the album, put a bit of fun energy in it so that, you know, everything doesn't go one way only.
Well, we're going to hear this song in just a moment, but if you'd like to join this conversation, give us a call, 800-989-8255, 800-989-TALK. You can also send us emails if you have questions for Zola at talk@npr.org. And now, let's hear the song.
Spitting good teta fuleni zingu
Seven
Amantombazane kamelweni angu
Seven
Ikebenza maspelele zingu
Seven
Kuluva segia peta kizopenduga matiafula Spitting good teta fuleni zingu
Seven
Amantombazane kamelweni angu
Seven
Ikebenza maspelele zingu
Seven
Kuluva segia peta kizopenduga matiafula Ipothela loktrina Mantombazane please shesha twali caravela Zaluzo drive wafunu shebela lomtwana Shisa matekwane gube mtropa mafastera Petty back seat last tulda kikitega Kumuli batu mkile nglindozo kuluma Tombazane uzo tiliga Ifunga kosho please buyele kaya Angfuni ndabekse ninkoko telu ama polsa Isha izule weskebe muso driver Shot, shot, kona lapu zo paga Asas gunja nlagnya kona nyokaka Kuna machita langa panda kova bantwana If they try that, shiwa kana Spetting good teta fuleni singu Ama ntombazane kamelweni angu Ikewe nzama zpelele singu Kuluva segia peta kizo penduga matafula Spetting good teta fuleni singu Ama ntombazane kamelweni angu Ikewe nzama zpelele singu Kuluva segia peta kizo penduga matafula Spetting good teta fuleni singu Ama ntombazane kamelweni angu Ikewe nzama zpelele singu Kuluva segia peta kizo penduga matafula Spetting good teta fuleni singu Ama ntombazane kamelweni angu Ikewe nzama zpelele singu Kuluva segia peta kizo penduga matafula Double packs ya pagi kati yang saba Guest list ya ma Kepang ploma mahala Ikanda wu plaza Ncholumtane organizer The VIP Dance floor ya chaifa DJ Siza lapo ndo tatala lengoma No smoke in the club The shit in causa Klepi microphone Nshugu misele banda Utevo futa makala Skebengu yang owa So cover non-stop Guze club owner Mankata nshone pang Bambi pia Corona Spetting good Teta fuleni zingu Ama ntombazane kamelweni angu Kebeng zamas pelele zingu Kuluva segia peta kizo pendu Gamatafula, Spetting good teta fuleni zingu Ama ntombazane kamelweni angu Ikewe nzama zpelele zingu Kuluva segia peta kizo pendu gamatafula Bu, kwa pinde kwa umatrasi Naka machimbo si entu mamu mfelo gazi Wakala wakaba kaba wapala zikazi Kini pop, 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 machimbo sekazi Bam tita mapepko na twali strat Soti banda bokuruva na pontonza machazi izihlobi zelamani nabo lobufaka leli ndoda emadodeni umfana kithi siyamasi siphething good etafuleni singu 7 amantombazane kamelweni angu 7 gebenzama siphelele singu 7 kulufa sekuyaphetha kuzophenduka amatafula siphething good etafuleni singu 7 amantombazane kamelweni angu 7 gebenzama siphelele singu 7 kulufa sekuyaphetha kuzophenduka amatafula stress ipilisi no caffeine kwenza bokulufa banukelwe yikazi look I had the choice to employ my kitchen. Forget this life, umele kude ngibale imali but I couldn't. Inkaba yami sele gasi. It breaks my heart ngone love emakhoneni. Kusho khona ukuthi imisebenza itholakali. Kumanzi imicamelo wabo mama nenyembezi. Oh, this life futhi akuhlale emikhukwini. Young black and gifted, dwele emaseleni. Day after day, siyobalahle emakhoneni. Kushisa ngaphakathi nale ngoma ifuzikazi. Sphethe good tetafuleni singu 7. Amantombazane tamuleni angu 7. Gebenza masiphelele singu 7 kulufa sekuyaphetha kuzophenduka amatafula spitting good tetafuleni singu 7 amantombazane kamelweni angu 7 masiphelele singu 7 kuzophenduka amatafula This verse ngithi iya kuwe mzala kaslam pinchiya themba la mtsila yam first day ngikubona ophusha itayera 10 years day to love ugaxe istayela gaxe all star lokubizi town terror abanye sasibachaza abanye babe sidinekela lapho siqhamuka khona ubusapa sapa kwabo lover kusala amantombazane gigitheka insinsitheka
You guys are tight. the music of Zola with additional vocals by Zolani and Vukani. We were playing the instrumentals off a CD, but they were singing live here with us in the studio.
And we cut all the nasty words out.
Oh, that's nice of you. We appreciate that.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about Kwaito. What does that mean?
Kwaito comes from an Afrikaans word omtekwai, and Afrikaans is a white people's language, but completely unique to South Africa because when they had their wars, the French Revolution kind of wars, mm-hmm. and a couple of rebels got onto the side from all forms of European countries, and they joined in, and then they fought the then government, and that was the birth of the Anglo-Boer War. So their language is sort of like mixed up, and then they ended up with Afrikaans. Nowhere else in the world is this language spoken except in South Africa. So they have words like omtekwai, meaning very rough, very hardcore. Because in the olden days, the music that we did was actually perceived as music of being a rebel, the misunderstood, the not to be listened to black youth. Hence, people were fighting for things that they felt were relevant. Mm-hmm. So we sort of like picked up that word also as as an ironic way of saying we know what you called us, and mm-hmm. therefore we're going to adopt this word and we're going to use it.
Use it against
you. Yeah, it's like a black person calling themselves nigger.
Mm. hip-hop, obviously influences there, but hip-hop is more than music. It's a culture.
Yeah.
Is Kwaito a culture as well?
Kwaito is a way of life. It's a culture. Of recently, we have a lot of clothing. I have my clothing range now coming with the music.
Seven.
Oh, yeah, seven everywhere. It's a way of us expressing, because democracy and freedom is very new to us. There's still we're still trying to get our food right with it, and therefore we as the young people of that country have issues that may concern specifically our country, how it's run, and it also may concern how the rest of the world may contribute maybe to South African success or South African problems that we may come across. So it's a voice from the streets that says, here we are. We need to speak now and listen to us. And, you know, most of the time when young people start singing music like we do, we get a lot of old people saying maybe we should just become doctors and lawyers and engineers and whatever
in
else
in
they may
In your country
have.
Too, yes.
It's yes, but, you know, we are here now and we have our own views about life. And, of course, you know what? You old folks should know that there's nothing about us without us.
Let's get some listeners in on the conversation. This is a Vosavello. Vosavello calling us from Washington, D.C. I hope I'm pronouncing your name correctly.
Hi, Neil. Thank you very much for having me on.
Sure.
Zola, hey, tell my brother, how are you?
That's a definite South African there. Hey, kunjani futhi?
Sikhona futhi, kunjani?
Ngikhona, man.
Very good. I must say, Neil, I must congratulate you on having Kwaito on NPR. It's quite revolutionary.
Thank you.
Well, not try to overthrow the network quite yet, but go ahead.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to call and congratulate Zola and the rest of the cast of the film Zoti. It's fantastic, and thank you so much for the music and also for, you know, bringing Kwaito to the U.S. audience.
Baba, it's about time. But then again, this thing wasn't going to be possible if you South Africans didn't support us internationally.
Excellent.
So you get a piece of the Oscar, just a piece.
Yeah, I just wanted to you, Zola, to please speak about the role of Kwaito. I know you did intimate, you know, you did speak about it shortly.
Yeah. Yeah.
The role of Kwaito in culture and politics in South Africa at the moment.
Yeah, Baba.
As you know, we've always had music as part of our protest, as part of our resistance politics.
Mm-hmm.
And music has always been a mirror or at times a hammer that we smash society with.
Yes.
So I just wanted you to speak to the tradition. How does Kwaito relate to you know, to that old tradition of music being a part of expressing our political identity and political dissent as well when it comes to things like crime in the country, things like HIV and AIDS, and other things.
Well, my brother, pause a bit. If you reverse back and look into, even before we got colonized, that there were warrior music, the music that came with a certain hierarchy of tribes that lived in South Africa, AmaZulu, their own songs, Xhosa had their own songs and stuff. And then you come back to being colonized. There were songs that talked specifically about his struggle and being oppressed about Turkey. If you remember the likes of Solomon Linda, Abo Enoch Sontonga, you know, Abo Mbube and stuff, those songs are sort of like made history and they bonded. Now then we got to the struggle songs, Lizo Buya Lagiti, Oliver Tambo, Teta Nopota, Kululu Mandela. Like every song belonged to a certain period. And then at the same time we had Abom Zwake Mbuli, we had the likes of Brenda Fassie, Yvonne Chaka Chaka, and all of that music. I feel up to now that it was sort of like brewing and changing to become would be quieter. But then again, the older generation was thirsty for freedom, and they were talking about freedom, and they're trying to paint a picture of how nice freedom can be, should, in fact, when we get freedom. The songs were more pushing the people to be more freedom fighters. And then we got the freedom, and freedom is coming with now Kwaito in. Kwaito, for me, defines something different. For one, we're trying to find out who we are and where do we fit in this role of the democratic South Africa as young people. Now that there's no more fighting, people have to go back to school. You know, we got rid of that whole apartheid mentality a long time ago. We have to go to school. And it also introduced something different. People were being allowed now to start their own record labels, meaning there was more finance coming to them. That played an important role, because remember the olden days, people had to go down to downtown studios where everybody had to record. Now you could buy something small digitally and work it in your own bedroom, and then you could start your own record label, meaning you had more rights and more shares and more royalties when the sales come back in. So it also introduced a very important thing, which is economic wealth among the South African musicians, which they were denied in the past. As for me, for example, I come from a place where I have a single mom, I got two siblings, and things were really bad. And I am where I am now because somehow I loved being a lyricist. And because I said things and issues pertaining to HIV and AIDS, pertaining to crime, pertaining to poverty on the street, pertaining to rape and child abuse, all forms of things, and pertaining to all the bright things as well that South Africa is made of in terms of us growing economically. I had so many people relating to my music that eventually they bought into it, and that's why I'm here. So that's what Kwaito represents. It's nothing more than a mirror that reflects the South African society as it is.
Vosavelo, thank you very much for the call.
Thank you so much.
And we're talking with Zola today on Talk of the Nation from NPR News.
You pronounce it nice.
Thank you.
Kind of rhymes with a dollar. There's hope.
Let's talk now with Mbala. Mbala's calling from Hartville, South Carolina.
Hello.
Hi.
Dumela ntate, how
are you? Malikai.
Kiteng, okay.
Kiteng, mama. That's the second language I'm speaking now.
Aha.
Okay, hey. I haven't seen Tsotsi, but I'm looking forward to seeing it. I just thought I should call in to say how wonderful it is to hear fellow South Africans being acknowledged for our culture and being proud of things that we create. For so long, South African musicians have been following overseas trends and taking their lead from America. And I think in the country right now that South Africans are becoming proud of our identity and setting trends for ourselves. So excellent.
Yes,
congratulations on your work. And I hope this will continue.
I'm on a mission, my love. We get so much of American music back home. You know this. We get so much of American clothing. We get so much of American movies back home.
Yeah.
I feel that it's our turn now.
But hopefully the trend will change so that we...
It's definitely changing, my daddy. That's why we have the Oscar on our side.
So that quite is not just a subculture, but in general,
yeah.
I feel I'm proud of being South African.
Mm. Thank you, my love.
Okay, great. What are my hands and daddy?
Kalebo hamma.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you for the call. Let me ask you, you're a man of many talents. I understand you had a reality television show.
Yes, it's called Zola 7. People write to me and tell me what their desires in life is, whatever the dream that you may want, and we organize finances and we sort you out. Somebody wants $100,000 on because they want to continue their studies. Somebody wants to build a library. Somebody wants to build a house. Somebody wants 2,000 books for a kiddie's library. Somebody wants 25 computers for a school. That's what I do.
So you make people's dreams come true.
Yes.
Has your dream come true?
Well, I have a list of them.
Well, tell us a few of the ones you can talk about on the radio.
Because I'm a musician and I love music so much and I'm an actor and I'm so into acting, I'm hoping to grow internationally in those two departments and it would do a lot of things back home. I want to do a few collaborations with American artists, with European artists. I want to get myself into a movie or two. And because somehow I grew up in a place whereby it was impossible to even, you know, get to America when we were young. If somebody even got into a plane, it was an amazing thing. But I was in a room with Samuel L. Jackson, Ludacris and stuff, and I saw human beings. And I think I can convince them to get into the studio with me and do something. I think I can star as next to Samuel L. Jackson if I was given a chance. And I need these things to grow. That is my dream. I want my art to grow internationally because with so many charities and family and friends that we have to look at back home, we need to get somewhere internationally. But the most important thing is just like Tsotsi, we get to tell the story of our people. And we also get to prove that in terms of productivity, in terms of acting, in terms of music and quality, we have those things.
Zola, thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you.
And thanks to your singers as well. We appreciate their efforts as well. We've been talking with South African Kwaito star Zola. His music is the soundtrack to the film Tsotsi, which just won the Oscar for Best Foreign Language Film. He performed for us along with Zolani Mvukani. And we thank him again for joining us today on a very long day in Washington, D.C. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Cohn. Kuku, I didn't swear, I saw them at 2:30.